Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment. In today's episode, we continue our delve into 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons and the Sunless Citadel. Hopefully, no one will knock my Minotaur off a rope to his near death again.
All right. You ready?
All right. Did we make it across?
You made it across.
Cumbuggers Part 2.
Cumbuggers Part 2.
Brought to you by Phoenix with Aloe. Welcome to Grunt and Chuds. Sneed's Feed and Seed. Formerly Chuck's.
McDonald's new jizz nipples.
God.
So there used to be these frozen dinners that even if rock bottom, I never bought because the brand name was Nighthawk. And they came in a black box and said Nighthawk in bright yellow letters. But one of the things was called Charbroiled Fingers.
They couldn't afford the rice and chicken.
Well, they weren't probably chicken. They just
they were beef. Of them. Like whatever is hot. Left that they had to steam off the bone. Frosted little fingers. The Nighthawk charbroiled, microwavable charbroiled fingers.
Jesus.
And that was. I never bought them. That's the one thing. That and I never drank Listerine. I can hold on to those.
Oh, I thought you were talking about regrets for a minute.
No, God. No, those are my 5 points of pride.
All I want is a frozen bottle of Listerine, some Robo on the side, and I'm ready to go. Nighthawks.
Take it.
We need some Nighthawks and some 40s. What's it? It's a fucking night.
There ain't no party like a Nighthawk party.
All right. So you have you pulled the spear out. You saw behind the body of the goblin that was affixed there some words.
Anybody
or letters,
here read it now?
You read Draconic, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. It actually spells out a name and you can sound it out. It says Ashardalon, which doesn't really matter because they didn't reprint any of the other adventures in this series except for one, but Ashardalon's name of a big scary fucking dragon.
Huh. Kendame? Red dragon?
Nope. It could be, but your mom told you about Ashardalon. He had a bifurcated penis.
Huh. Good for him.
Each side had a toenail growing out of the end. It was okay. Really fucking
do I know any more about this?
Did they ever get any right
dragon blood lineage?
The third.
It's again the dumbest of the dragonborn.
I'm not going down this line.
No, you also recognize the name of Ashardalon as a big scary dragon, big monstrous figure that came and went in third edition.
I came all the way over here for that.
Hey, big, make
all right, let's go to the right door.
Closest to the goblin.
You what?
Which door is closest to the goblin that was leaning against the wall?
The northwest door.
That's the one we're going to then.
Yeah,
that's good.
All right.
Following.
That door is closed.
And we'll check it for traps.
I believe you checked it for traps.
Yeah.
You found nothing.
Let's open it. Can open again.
All right, so you open the door, and it opens into a hallway that's about 10 feet wide and goes some distance beyond that. You see there is a door to the right, the left, and straight ahead. Gosh, I hope there's a door to the left. I can't tell on this map because my eyes are bad.
Let's go.
I could have done this as a full-size map, but why would you do that? All right, so there's a door to the right, left, and straight ahead, which would be north, south, and west for those people keeping track at home.
Let's go west.
West.
Wagons west.
North. Jesus,
really.
Woman, what the fuck are you doing?
Sorry. Going left, is that what I heard?
Yeah, west.
West.
All right, so you pass down this passageway, and you go the 50 or so feet and come to that door that ends at the, that terminates at the end of the hallway. Door is closed.
Check them traps.
22.
Nice. You are more than certain there are no traps on this door.
Open the door.
I can't tell anything. What the fuck is this? Jesus Christ. You the goddamn... You're of an age. This is D&D, man. Your audience, like, there's a number of kids out there playing this, but most of those old fuckers can't read anything.
What the fuck is that? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Rob, I'm going to grab a big disc. You can slide the book under. All
right. I think I know what that is. All right.
Why don't you get one of the old ones you've got somewhere from?
I've got it upstairs. That requires me confronting whatever the fuck elephant fucking sex is going on upstairs.
Jesus Christ. That's probably why I stopped using those kinds of maps in the newer books.
I'm not going to walk up there in that nightmare. Jesus. I do that every goddamn morning. All right. So the door is closed. You open the door?
Yep.
Well, guess what? You find some read-aloud text on the other side.
Yes. That's what I was hoping
to find. Shut the door.
I attack the text.
Yes.
Crudely.
Roll initiative.
Crudely executed symbols and glyphs, scribed in bright green dye, decorate this large and irregularly shaped chamber, crumbling chamber. There's a large pit in the center that shows evidence of a recent fire. A metallic cage in the middle of the southern wall contains a gaping hole and stands empty. A small wooden bench draped with green cloth is next to the cage, and several small objects rest on it. A bedroll lies near the wooden bench, and the sounds of whimpering comes from inside it.
Oh no, I'm wearing another ring.
Jump on that.
I see a ring.
Do you see what?
See a ring.
You do not see a ring.
There's sounds of whimpering.
There is sound?
Like child whimpering, kid like, whimpering?
Yeah. From the bedroll?
Rob whimpering?
I mean,
is it like...
Yeah, I liken it to like... you have to pee and you can't. That kind of whimpering.
So there's a bedroll. So there's a bedroll. It's not like that. There's something under it or there's something in it.
Like, no, like there's obstruction.
I got you.
There's a lot of pain and strain.
Gotcha.
And a trickle of blood.
This isn't a kidney stone.
You find that your pelvis is kind of weirdly distended because your bladder is so full and straining against the flesh. And in fact, when you walk and every time you take a step, there's a sloshing noise. And it just keeps pushing and pushing and pushing.
I don't think I want to find this.
Oh, that kind of whimper.
I should just get it started and squeeze it out.
Like, is this kind of like the bedding? Is it like, is it kind of like a sleeping bag, like rucksack, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I want to go over and just grab it by the top and just lift it up. Whatever's in there, I want to hold it up and interrogate it.
All right, so you grab it.
Interrogate it.
On a
there's a small child whimpering in there, I'd be like, why the fuck are you crying? What's going on?
Where are
your parents?
All right. On a four higher, you manage to grab the cat. You grab the occupant, which you do not. So you lift up the bedroll, and whatever was inside comes tumbling to the floor. And what you see landing on the floor underneath this flaccid, now flaccid bedroll is this childlike figure. But he's reptilian and wretched.
Of course.
And he's got scales all over his body and some horns and a long swishing tail. And he cringes away from you and says, no, don't hurt the meepo! Don't hurt the meepo!
Alright, I want to look at him. I want to look like, dude, chill out. I looked like you when I was younger, too. Like,
No, you're a big dragonborn! Your penis is so huge! Look! Wait, I can only see it because your cloaca's open! Don't hurt the meepo!
Bro, close your cloaca.
Don't we talked about this. I feel more comfortable fighting this way. All right. We talked about this before, guys.
All right, what do you think of it?
Close the barn door after the horse.
All right, I'm gonna offer him one of my rations.
Here, took on my cloaca.
Oh, thank you very much for your nuts and berries.
All right, so is he still crying like a bitch, or?
Don't hurt the meepo! Okay, don't hurt the meepo!
Like a bitch. All right, someone else take care of this. I can't tolerate it. I'm going to ax him.
You say somebody else take care of this?
What was in that cage?
Yeah. Right. Oh, that was our dragon. Terrible things have happened. Terrible things! The filthy fucking goblin stole our goddamn dragon! Oh, but don't hurt the meepo! Don't... Put your thing back up in the cloaca. Close it.
All right, I'm closing.
Close the door.
I'm closing it.
It's so threatening. It looks like it's a little Mickey's.
It's all flared. It's
like a little Mickey's. Is there a? Like,
it's got a big mouthing. It's got a riddle inside.
Where are these goblins?
Oh, they're around. They're around. They're that way. They're that way.
Okay, all right, I'm going to pull out my hand axe and say, fucking lead.
Is there anything else in the room?
No, I can't lead. I can't certainly lead. I'll take you to Youthdrail, though. She's our queen!
No, you'll lead where I want you to or I'll cut your fucking head off.
Don't break up! Close
the cloaca, close the cloaca.
Is there anything else in the room?
There are all sorts of things in the room. You see there are a number of doors. There's the one that you came through. There is another door up and over to your right. There's one across the way. There's another one across the way. And yet another across the way. Is that right? Yep. And there's one on the other side of the cage. So I would count, not including the ones you came through, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then an archway that leads to a corridor.
I vote we let Lizard Dude take us to the Queen because my mom was a white trash whore and daddy's following suit.
Take me to that queen.
Can we see anything?
Maybe
his cloaca is open again.
I'm going to start wearing clothes if he's going to keep that thing out.
That corner goes a ways, but shortly after it passes the archway, there is a passageway to the right, and then at the very end, it looks like it turns Navy. Right again.
Okay.
There are a number of doors on the south and north walls of that passage. Okay. It's a big area. But it's a really small map.
Great.
Sorry. Why are there so many doors?
Why is start opening all the doors down to get the dragon?
Okay. You gonna go to that passageway and start opening the doors in the room that you're in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I'm opening doors.
All right. So
tired of all be trapped.
I'm tired of all these closed doors.
They can't all be trapped.
They let the air circulate.
Somewhere there's an open window. Yeah.
Huh. All right. So you, do you have a preference?
No.
Okay. We'll just start there and work our way around. So you come to the first door, which is the northwest corner. You yank open the door to reveal some read aloud text.
Sweet.
Wait.
You got
a small pit of embers, built of broken masonry and portions of shattered stone sculptures, smolders in the center of this chamber. Arrayed around the pit are several small rugs woven of matted hair and dead fungi. There are three little creatures like Meepo. You recognize them as kobolds. And they spring up, spears drawn, and they start screaming, "You trail on the dragon's throne!" In Draconic. Otherwise, it sounds like
what you just said.
Something. And they charge.
Let's kill some kobolds.
Oh, I'm sorry, they don't charge. They are moving towards you aggressively because we don't have charging.
Okay, do we still have the little amiibo dude?
Meepo!
Meepo, okay, cool. Is he still with us or is he still in the other room?
We're all in the same room.
We haven't gotten the door.
We haven't gotten
the door. He's there.
Yeah. Phytor, the hill people, open the door at random.
Okay, sweet. I'm going to pick up Meepo and hold him by the neck and hold him in front of me.
All right, he just starts dropping pellets.
All right, sweet.
It's like someone is just clicking his pet suspension
hey,
until it's empty.
Win-win for me. Rab Daddy's got a little Meepo shield now. So if they want to stab your buddy, they can.
Okay, there we go. Let's roll for initiative.
The best part.
What do we get?
Your initiative?
It's in the top of your... Wait, where at? I'm sorry.
Yeah, 16.
Oh, wait.
I just said the same number you did last time. You have to roll it.
I know, I rolled.
Okay, where do you go, Greg?
17.
Show off.
Walker?
18.
Well, that's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Potts?
19.
Sweet, I'm going to go on.
You're fucking kidding me.
Chris?
11. Reasonable.
14.
Yeah.
Fucking
five. Tested. Yeah.
I rolled a 24, but I'm delay. Go on 4.
Okay, Potts, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to chuck a spear at one of them.
All right, you chuck that spear. They've got daggers and slings and some sunlight issues.
That would be an 11.
An 11? All right, you chuck your spear. Wooga, 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 wooga. And the spear goes sailing through the air, making weird noises. And it does, strikes the wall. The kobold gets in the way and says, "That was a close one," in Draconic, so only you know this. The rest of you, it sounds, "Wooga, wooga, wooga." All right, so that takes us to Walker.
Wooga, wooga, wooga. Shoot an arrow.
Shoot an arrow.
Longbow at one of them.
Longbow.
15 plus 3 is 18.
18 is a hit.
3 and 3 is 6. 6 damage.
You murder one of the poor kobolds. He falls to the ground dead, screeching as he does. There's a Homer Simpson around on the floor, and then finally expires. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else have fast turns? Greg.
I'm going to use my sling on one of the other ones.
You're going to use your sling on one of the other ones.
And catch another falcon.
A falcon comes swooping down from above and snatches the pebble.
I roll
the
two.
It wings up as it nearly strikes your target. And the falcon continues to fly out of the dungeon, up out of the ravine, and goes into the sky. The clouds are passing overhead, obscuring somewhat the sun as it's burning the lands below. But the falcon is resilient. It can withstand the heat of the sun because it knows it has found its child. And so off it goes to the northern lands, where there are giants and rocks and trolls and other things, and finds its nest and settles on top of the egg. Sadly, some number of days, however long it takes for an egg to hatch, the falcon is deeply disappointed because the stone is but a stone and not an egg. And so the falcon is suffering from deep and tremendous anxiety and depression, and then goes off to falcon therapy, where he meets the other falcon who had a similar experience. The two of them commiserate and find they're truly in love. And the two falcons go off together, where they are summarily shot down by an angry elf with a chip on his shoulder. The two stones rest in the nests of both of the falcons, who are now long dead. Let's see if you can hit next time. All right.
How experience do I get for killing two falcons?
Long-term killing. Yeah. Two birds with two stones.
I'm going to cast a magic missile at one of these
Fuck creatures. Yeah, bitches! All right, so magic missile comes leaping off your hands. You're going to divide it between two of them, or are you going to do them all at one?
You need a falcon.
How many are there?
Magic missile allows you to fire off three.
Three.
And there's two of these things left?
There are two 1D, left.
It's 1d4.
Plus 1 force damage each target.
So two at one and one at the other.
Perfect. 1d4 plus 1 for each dart. Please roll.
Oh, wait. That's not a 4.
It's close.
That's a 3.
So 3, the first one, and the second one in the same one. That kills him. He drops dead, exploding, sending kobold pieces everywhere. The next one. That's 5 damage. No, 4 damage. All right, so that one strikes him, spins him around, but he's still on his feet, and he starts screaming, Nebraska! Nebraska!
Fuck
all right.
Nebraska.
So you're good. Josh, you're up.
I'm holding a fucking Meepo in my hand.
Don't hurt the Meepo! Don't hurt the Meepo!
I'm taking my hand axe, I'm putting it to him and saying, tell your boy to fucking stop. Time to stop.
All right, Meepo is being held by his tail, whatever.
Part. No, I have him by the throat.
You're going to have to tell me to tell him.
All right, so he strangled.
I speak Draconian as well.
Oh, whatever.
I'm a dragon. Just make it up
language
now. And just so you know.
He's strong as hell.
You speak it with a slight drawl. As, hey, y'all, check it out. Just everybody just cool the shit out.
You
just talk
kind of stuff.
Put your titty up. Oh, wait, dragonborns don't have titties. We knew that.
Oh, shit. All right. You guys like that mead? That shit's good.
I like mead. All right, so you start talking to Meepo, and Meepo's like, all right, all right.
I need him to communicate to his buddy and say, stop.
Mookla, Mookla, stop.
All right, sweet. Does he stop?
Snarf.
Well, we haven't gotten his turn yet. Chris, what would you like to do?
I'm going to produce flame line.
All right.
We're just gonna kill the fucker instead of getting the right answers.
All right, so the fire leaps from your hand.
You
a falcon comes down, wings it
no,
to stoke the flames. The fire hits it. The falcon flies away, and you destroy the last of the kobolds.
Like a waste of a spell.
Hey, he listened. Okay. Can I just have a quick roll then, like real quick, or what? Do I have to wait till my next turn?
What are you doing?
I just look around and realize that, well, there was no point in trying to negotiate anything.
Open
I look
the next at door, asshole.
I look at this little fucking dude in my hands, and I say, fuck it. And I just crush his neck. And just fucking drop him.
All right, you snap Meepo's neck. He falls to the floor, avoids his balance.
Yeah, boom. Sweet.
His
that's
final word is clack.
Yeah. Fuck Meepo. Fuck Meepo.
What's in the room? Other than dead
kobolds. Yeah, well, that was the idea, but you guys decided to fucking kill everything.
You're implicated in that.
Call your collect.
Well,
relax your Tuega.
This room is, there's kind of a ring of broken masonry and debris that's got some embers burning in it. There's really not much else, some bedrolls.
Don't forget the dead answers on the floor.
Right. And there are 3 corpses.
All right, yeah, on to the next door. Moving on.
You're just going to go around the clock?
Yep. Anything
okay.
on the corpses?
These guys have just daggers, slings, and they have...
What the fuck? What just happened?
Yeah, no clue.
They have 8 falcon eggs each.
I'm going to take those.
All right. So you go to the next door. And that door opens into a hallway that goes off back to east the way you were going. No one's down that way. You come to the next door, and that's the door that you came through. The next door after that, you yank it open. And you could, as you're getting close to that door, you could smell a really rancid odor coming from beyond, coming from through it.
To my keto
diet. I'm opening the door.
Yes! Well, you open up and find some read-aloud text. Rats!
Close the door, close the door.
Rats! Fill this room! Trapped among their own waste. Small half barrier prevents the rats from easily escaping when the door is open. So they swarm together and come boiling over you.
Slam the door shut.
Let's see if you get you beat them initiative-wise. Otherwise, the rat swarm will do have their way with you. And they're all screaming, cloaca. Roll initiative.
Yeah, I smell the catchphrase.
Oh, these rats suck donkey dicks. All right.
Ew.
Dustin?
I have 20 plus minus your 22.
Okay. Greg?
13.
Walker?
16.
Potts?
13.
Dad?
Plus 3.
Okay. And
19.
19.
15.
9.
3.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, sorcerer, tell us what you will do.
How close am I to these?
You're far enough away that you could probably have a second thought about actually engaging them, but they're, I thought there was swarm. I was like, why does a swarm of rats have beaks? Anyway, so fucking weird. All right.
Come on, Rat Halloween.
You're like 10 feet away.
10 feet away?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to
slam the door.
Poison spray.
Poison spray!
That sounds good.
Yeah. Nice.
Dale's dead bug.
Good old rusty shot.
The rat, unlike the human, drives his testicles across the ground as he walks.
Swarm can't regain hit points. The saddest fucking rats ever. It's like, we're doomed to death. If we stub our toe, we're fucked forever.
Quit stub their toes.
All right, so I got a saving throw or something?
I'll look it up for you.
Should be an attack roll.
Poison spray? I thought it was you like open up your... and, no, it's, yeah, they've seen a constitution save.
Oh, okay, con save. Yeah, sorry.
You're good.
All right, Constitution saving throw. What will the Constitution do? I failed with a 0, so give me a d12 damage.
3.
Fuck yes.
Red.
Okay, so the rats are like, ow, 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 what the fuck was that? All right.
Poison spray.
Poison spray. You're up, Chris.
I guess produce flame again on one of them. That's a 22.
22! Their keen smell picks it up.
It's going to be for 6.
6 damages. I noticed that swarm's dope. Wait. What was your flame? Okay. And all right, and that takes care of you, Walker.
Yeah, since I have no spells, I'm just going to. I mean, I'm not in melee range, right?
You're not in melee range.
Yeah, so I'm just going to move back and let the spellcasters do their thing.
Good plan. All right. And that takes us to Josh.
I'm going to... I mean, how many are we looking at in the swarm?
It's an ocean of rats.
Oh, shit.
It's a billy ocean of rats.
Not much.
They all kind of talk to you about getting out of your dreams and into their car.
Not much I can do with fucking one javelin. So, yeah, I'm going to step back behind my dudes and let the... fucking mages and sorcerers and wizards and all that.
Okay.
I had to do everything around here.
All right, Greg.
Like, wave.
Actually, I'm going to...
Wave.
Dude, this might take about an hour, right? I'm going to go ahead and rest.
What? You can't...
Someone jostle him and fuck his rest up.
Someone's
arching him off.
What might check him off?
Wind him up.
It'll be the perfect break.
Well, at least if I rest, I can use my
I can use my breath.
All right, so you're coming with your staff, and you swing, and you...
17.
17 is a hit.
3 points.
Which they only take half because they're a swarm. Good effort, survey says. Still alive! That brings us to Potts.
Slam the door shut.
Slam the door shut.
My man.
Obvious about it.
Okay, and that's the end of that fight. Okay.
That's fantastic.
There's got to be something good in there.
Do you want to go back into
find out? Who knows what sort of treasure those rats have been sitting on? He literally said, a whole room, swarm, sea of rats.
The next door that you open, because you're a crazed bastard, you open the next door and you find some read-aloud text.
Yes.
The ruined chamber stands empty of all but a litter of rocky debris. That's it.
Next.
Good writing.
More about this rocky debris, please.
It's rocky. It's debris.
It's dusty, too.
Would any of the dwarves like to check it?
They don't have rock coming. They only have stone coming.
Stone coming for that?
You can use some stone coming for that.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Marie, they're minerals.
And the breaking bad cord is what broke him? I mean...
Oh, I'm fucking pretty much totaled after that one. God damn.
For the kids at home, Rob had to leave the room.
Okay. So what are we, what was the result of your stone cutting roll?
It was a 9.
Balls.
9. You are able to confirm the fact that they are rocky.
Rocky.
Got it.
Okay. Can I check if they're actually debris?
You can.
All right. I don't think I can.
You're pretty sure they were left there on purpose.
Now, my intelligence is at a plus 0 at a 10 total.
Are they in some sort of a henge?
I feel like
rocky
decorations.
They're not a henge.
Decorating, but they're on purpose.
Oh.
All right, next door.
Rocky decorations.
Well, you're out of doors to slam open.
Onto the hallway.
Check the debris.
Double check those rats.
The debris actually looks like debris. You just think you got a bad roll.
Oh, okay.
Okay, can I move the debris?
You can move green and debris.
Literally kick rocks around the room. Have at it.
Is it just one room that's just filled with fucking shit that we can't get through?
No, it's just a room that you looked in that's just full of debris.
And there's no. All
right, well, I want to keep trekking through that room.
All right, well, you check through that room, and that leads you to you're inside of a room that's littered with rocky debris.
Holy shit, this is awesome, guys!
Wait, did you say rocky debris or Rocky 3?
Rocky 3. Mr. T comes up and says, "Oh yeah." But don't you put me on a plane! Anyway, so, remember, he was nervous about flying. All right, which is a very real thing for some people.
So there's literally...
Hallway!
In a room, rocky debris, there's no other doors, nothing in there.
Yeah. I hate the fool that goes in that room without ever going out the door.
Shut the door.
Now, you did leave two doors behind you.
Oh.
In that passageway you were making your way this...
Oh, let's go back.
Let's go open them,
I guess. Yeah,
oh, good.
Let's go open more doors.
What's there to do in this place full of doors?
So there is a door to the north and a door to the south.
South.
Great Scott.
He's going to the south. The rest of us are going to go north.
Yeah, well, I'll go south. I'm super strong, and I've got 8 left on me, so let's fucking make it happen.
All right, you pull, yank that fucking door open, and you find some read-aloud text beyond it.
Yes!
The stone relief carved door sealing this chamber portrays a dragon like fish swimming. That's what you see because the door doesn't open.
Wow. All right. Fantastic. So,
it's a north door.
I know you just pull on the door and it's locked.
Sound like a rogue.
Check the traps. 22.
You find no traps or tracks.
Okay,
Can you guys, can anyone here detect tools? Magic on it?
Kick it open.
I've got tools. Can I pick it?
Yeah, you can try. Give me a dexterity check, please.
21.
Oh, that's perfect. All right, son, you pick that lock and you pull the door right open. And when the door is open, you find some more read aloud text that says, this 10-foot chamber, sorry, I'll start again. We'll need to edit this out so I can get the proper diction. I can hear you, Clem Fandango. This 10-foot square chamber is hewn from stone. It contains an upright keg fashioned of rusted iron. Like someone planned that. Rusted pipes lead from the keg and into the floor where they disappear.
There's a bar, boys. Let's go.
Oi, I'm about it. Let's go.
Does anyone want to use stone coming and check the room?
Yeah, anybody?
Yeah, let's come on some stones.
Hey, I did 18.
There we go, 16.
Were you stone coming?
Oh, I was stone coming.
All right. So you're stone coming all over this room. And I just kind of, and now stone coming is really just grabbing random pieces of rock and shaking things.
Checking out the keg.
To, right.
Does it come from a stone?
It's called magma.
All right, your stone cutting doesn't tell you anything other than the fact that this room was built.
Okay.
it didn't just naturally form.
How built was it?
It's stacked. All right, and what were you doing with the keg? Is that what you?
I said I was checking out the keg.
You're checking the keg. All right, you're checking the keg, and it is this big rusted iron keg. You're pretty sure, despite what the read-aloud text that you found in this room, you're pretty sure it wasn't made out of rusted iron. In fact, it probably rusted after it was made. Just want to be clear.
They didn't make it out of rusted iron.
You do find there's a bung, because I just like saying that. A bung. By the way, what was the person's name, the tech company, the cell phone company, whose name is Mung? That was on NPR today, and they kept talking about Mung, and I'm just like, man, that's the one thing worse than genocide. Anyway. Do you know what Mung is? Well, you have to dig up a hooker out of a grave.
I know what fucking Hmong is, my man. All right,
I'm for the listeners at home.
There might be some listeners who don't know.
But do you know?
Yeah. We'll have to cut that anyway.
This is really fucked up that you put it on me, and I don't fucking say it. But yes, as you were saying, digging up a dead hooker.
Elbow drop. All right,
step ladder, not step stool.
So what's about the bung?
There's
I'm
a
just
bung
scared to be the dumb dragonborn guy.
On the top of the keg.
Okay. Is the keg, like, kind of not...
You bang on it? There's some water sloshing around inside.
I'm going to back up before he pulls that bung. Bung.
Before he pulls the bung.
You don't want to pull the bung when you're not prepared.
Is it fully affixed, or does it, like, rotate or anything? Like, can you rotate it to
no,
pour
the
out
keg
of it?
No, the keg is pretty solid. There is a little spigot at the bottom.
There's a tap at the bottom.
But there is a bung.
Yeah, but there's a tap at the bottom.
But yeah. But there's a bung.
So you're saying there's a bung.
There's a bung. Okay, hey, there's a bung at the top of this keg.
I think he said, is it bottom or top bung?
Is there
it's a top bung. Top
the
bung.
Past
is there anything around that, like, I could, like, open the tap and catch what may come out?
You could try. It looks pretty rusty, though. It looks like it hasn't been probably unscrewed in a long time. Are you a brewer?
Yeah, I've got brewer's tools.
Well, that's going to just help you with opening stuck.
All kind of bungholes.
The bung is there. It's got something in it. I can take the bung out, and then whatever's in there is going to start coming out, right?
No, if you just take the bung off the top, you can look inside.
Yeah, the tap is attached to the cage.
But is there a tap there?
There is a tap.
Oh, but my God.
Let's not lose sight of the bung.
I have a water skin. I want to take someone from the tap and throw it in my water skin.
All right, so you're trying to unscrew the tap, but it's really kind of like trying to drain an old water heater. There's so much rust in there that you're nothing's coming out except for an old man dribble.
All right, everyone step the fuck back. I'm taking my hand axe to this motherfucker.
It's got a bung on the top!
Oh my fucking god.
I reach over and take the bung off!
I don't want to
throw it on the ground! I just throw it down and.
All right,
anger.
I'm removing the bung.
I'm holding my breath.
He already removed it.
Bung. You pull the bung out of the top in anger and throw it on the ground.
Yes.
And coming out of the bung.
Yes, something to fight. Thank fucking God.
Jesus.
It's going to be gaseous.
Oh, you have no idea. Why? Okay, so what you see coming out of the top are two little creature type things. They're small, maybe halfling size. They've got wings. One seems to be made of steam, and the other one is made of ice.
That's a big
steam and ice.
They come wriggling out, and they start cackling and screaming. Roll for initiative.
I got a feeling. All right.
You got a low number for once? Right.
The lowest.
The loneliest.
Number.
Okay, there we go.
I wrote that song.
Harry Nelson.
Yep.
Thank you, trivia. All right, what do you go?
I mean, I didn't know it. You were just asking, so I knew the answer.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Greg?
22.
Walker?
10.
Pots?
They're 14, sorry.
Chris?
10. What?
Dexterity modifiers?
I already added one.
No, you both have 10.
No, mine's 1.
All right, so you, okay.
Yeah.
15.
15. Jay?
15.
Okay.
14.
All right, Greg, you lead the pack.
You don't want our modifier?
No, I'm going to attempt to
hit the one made out of ice with my staff.
Oh, shit. Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
13?
Yeah, you hit him.
All right.
This is going to be bad.
9 points, and then there's a bonus action. I'm going to punch him.
As a bonus action, I'm going to punch you.
We're going to say something really mean to him.
14, yep.
Thanks, I'm one of the most metal things. As a bonus action, I'm going to punch
you. Oh, sorry, wrong die.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck?
6 points.
Jesus Christ. He's like, what did I fucking do? All right, so he's...
crawled out of the bung.
Crawled out of the bung. It's the one thing worth genocide.
Get back in that bung.
They're coming out of the bung holes.
All right, Jay, you're up.
Oh, let's do a Sacred Flame cantrip on Iceman. So that should be against Dexterity, I think you said?
Yeah, that's a Dex save.
They came out of the bung. Are they actually, like, attacking?
Against the Iceman?
Yeah.
They probably are now.
I failed. Give me some damage.
That's a 4.
Oh my
Do
goodness.
Do I get any pluses on that?
I think it's
just a D8, right?
It should.
Just D8 radiant damage.
I think it's
damage.
The D8, yeah. Okay.
All right. So a mote of glowy light hits and causes him suffering.
Does it do any extra because it's like fire against ice?
No, but that would be a great song.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? anybody else? Fast turn. Josh, you're up.
Man, I think with this steam guy, the only thing I can do to him is... He's not a physical being. He's steam, right?
Yeah.
He is steam.
So the only thing I could do to even partially...
You could hit him.
Try
Punch
to
him.
Harm him.
He's somewhat substantial.
Hey,
somewhat
use your
breathwalk
and weapon and turn him into a solid.
Well, that's what I wanted to do, but I have to rest to do that, don't I?
Have you done it before?
No, I haven't. It's it literally says short rest as an action, once per short rest,
right.
Exhale in a 15-foot cone.
Right, you got to back.
Yeah, you can do it once.
By the way,
short rest,
you can do more damage.
But can I use it?
Yeah, you can use it right now.
Sweet. Okay, then I want to go ahead and use my frost breath, my cold damage frost breath.
On whom?
On the steam dude. I want to try to make him a solid. I'm going to do my goddamnedest to make him a solid.
Try to get that steam.
Okay. I get a saving throw. Is it a constitution save?
I need to roll 20?
Nope. You just need to look at your thing.
Okay. I've got a 15-foot cone. Con DC 12.
I'm
half damage on success for 2d6 cold damage. 3d6, 11th, 4d6, 16th.
You don't have to worry about
any of that. You're not that.
Roll 2d6 and half.
Roll 2d6
and
half.
But.
Six and?
It's a 6.
8 total, so that's going to be 4 damage to the steam guy. All right, so your frosty breath after drinking Rebel Mints blasts over him.
Oh, God.
He is still intact, but slightly injured from your efforts. Good job.
Has he been solidified so the rest of us can...
He can be hit. He's somewhat substantial. So,
okay. Yeah.
That takes us to Potts.
I guess I'm going to take a swing.
All right, at the steam one or the ice one?
I'm going to go for ice.
Okay. That sounds fun.
I fucking miss.
Was it a missile weapon or was it a handheld weapon?
Handheld.
Yeah. Falcon looks around.
Yeah.
Where's all my hands?
All right, Dan.
I'm going to cast Firebolt at the ice one.
Okie doke.
Are you?
10.
Against his armor class and a miss.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything else. Yep. It says +4.
Yeah, it's always against AC. All right, so the Firebolt zips past him, strikes the wall behind it. He is still alive. That takes us to Ice
Baby. Fortune to make that into... Sorry.
Wrong game.
No.
All right. Anybody who all with a show of hands, who has made a melee attack, a handheld weapon attack against these guys? Just you two? All right. So the ice dude throws up at you. I need both of you to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Enjoy your risk.
18.
Okay.
That would be a 10.
All right, you both take 3 damage. as it blasts you with a frosty breath. Okay, that takes us to Walker.
Your Rumpelman's vomit.
So much Rumpelman's.
12 plus 3 is 15.
Handheld weapon or a
range?
Bow, okay, 13 against the steam or ice?
Yeah, we'll go ice.
Okay, that's a hit.
It's a good hit.
What's that?
Rumpelman's.
Seven damage. All right. Well, you your arrow strikes it and it explodes. And that will do. That's going to catch both you two. Need another dexterity saving throw from each of you, please.
18.
18.
Take 3 damage each. All right. And he's gone. Ice Method is dead.
Oh, poor boy.
All right, that takes us to Chris.
All right.
One steam effort left. He can cast Blur.
He's going to use Produce Flame on the ice one, but the steam one's going to probably not care about that too much. Is anybody hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been over here suffering for a while.
I'm going to cast Healing
Word. He's got 1 hit point remaining. I have 2 remaining.
You're in melee, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to cast Healing Word on you.
Sweet.
I mean, 3. It's not much, but
it's something.
He was at 1. Now he's
at 4.
Coward! All right. Anybody else on fast? All right. So it takes us to the steam guy. He is going to throw up on both of you again. That will do.
I'm never eating.
Do we have hit point potions in this game?
Healing potions, you mean?
Hit points.
Hit point potions.
Yeah,
right. Regain hit point potions. there are healing potions. If it's on your character sheet or your equipment, though, you don't have any. I need a dexterity saving throws for both of you.
God damn it!
19.
Oh, shit. Fucking fail.
All right, you only take 2 points of steam damage. You take 1. All right, that brings us to Dustin.
I'm going to cast Ray of Frost at the steam one.
Yes. Ooh, I like it. All right.
Yes.
Roll that. Well, let's see. I think you have to roll.
That's a beautiful beam footage.
Ray of Frost. Make a ranged spell attack, which would be 3 plus 2 is 5. So roll d20 plus 5.
14.
That's a hit against his armor class, so that's going to be a strike. You do 1d8 cold damage, and its speed is reduced by 10 feet until the start of your next turn. 8 damage. That's nice. All right, minus 10 speed. Fantastic. That brings us top of the round, so we are now back to Greg.
I'm going to hit the steam method with a staff. 19.
We'll hit it all day long.
Punch it! Punch it!
5 points.
5 points.
And then as a bonus action, I'm going to punch it.
Yeah.
Punch it. Yeah. Yeah.
Punch it. 24.
24 will always hit it.
Maybe you should just stick to the kick punch instead
3 points.
Of
the
yeah. 3 points.
It's all in the mind.
Ooh, he's weebling. He's wobbling. All right, that brings it, Jake. Can you take us home?
Yeah, sure. I can do a light crossbow attack. But I can't. Six.
Oh, shit. You rolled a six?
Yeah. I rolled a five plus one.
All right, so you pull a crossbow. You aim and shoot. You fire. The bolt leaps from it.
Oh, when? Shit, a falcon?
No. It's a flying herring. Flying herring, who has been traveling these dungeons for months, looking for his lost love, sees it flying through the air, and it zooms down and snatches your crossbow bolt from the air, thinking,
what?
As you would, this looks like a herring, and it's flying. So it makes sense. Should have seen it coming.
It's not stone.
The crossbow bolt go off and have a bunch of toothpicks as a fulfillment of their long denied relationship.
Splinters.
Like a fairy tale.
Josh!
I'm just going to hit the little fucker with my great axe.
Oh, do it. Do it harder.
I got a 16.
All day. Plus, you got to do one
plus
point of damage.
My five, so it's
21.
And I got... Actually, I need another... Where's the D12 at?
The D12.
I only have two die. I'm sorry, guys.
I have to break out the D12 for this.
That's 8 plus 3, so 11.
All right, so he explodes in a cloud of steam.
So is there anything else in this keg besides the methods?
Well, shockingly... There are things in the bottom of the keg. The things that were obstructing the faucet from releasing its bountiful fluids. Okay. Reaching down inside, you find 5 tiny stones. And you bring them out of the water, hand dripping. All clearing away with bits of rust, you find there are 5 tiny sapphires, each worth 10 gold pieces. Ooh.
I have no idea how to split this with you guys. So.
Just write it. I'm gonna write it down.
I start smashing.
I killed a dude and took some damage. Who else killed a dude and took some damage? These boys over here.
I killed a dude and took no damage.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up and leave the fucking rupees to us, man.
Rupees. We can just shut the fuck up and let you take the damage.
You know what?
I tell you what.
You're about to take some damage.
You keep the rupees.
I'll
take the sapphire.
We'll divvy it up post adventure. I promise.
I promise. All right, so there's one door to the north that you have not investigated, and then there are 2 passageways you have not looked at.
Is there anyone here for any reason that can fucking heal me?
We take a really fast, long rest. Quick, short rest.
You push open that door.
Oh, yeah, we could.
No, honestly, I'd take a short rest as well. Yeah, okay, like anything. Rest, just okay. We need to heal up. I'm at 4.
I haven't taken any damage.
Yeah, are you going to do that before or after?
We'll take a short rest first in the bung room.
Coward!
Thank you so much.
Right. There's a room that's...
All right, how do we get back in the... How do we roll about getting back to the silk?
That's all it is.
Let me see if anything fucks you first.
All
right.
Dripping faucet now.
Well, all right. So an hour passes, you guys. Do whatever you're doing with the exception of jerking off. What's that?
How do we heal?
You can spend...
You don't heal.
How do I recover?
You can regain hit points by spending hit dice.
Okay.
You only have 1 hit die to spend. When you complete a rest, you regain half your hit dice, minimum 1. So when you complete a long rest, that is.
So we get our hit die plus our
constitution.
I want that.
You are a wizard. It's a d6.
D6.
Yeah. They.
So a d6.
Increased wizard hit points.
Depends on your class. Oh, I'm a d12. Do you mind? So
five plus eight.
We roll our hit die.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So these are actually my rules.
Come on, baby.
So
the
first level, you start at max or average?
Yeah, max. 6
plus
3
and
9.
I got
5.
So back up.
Back
up to hell.
Plus
10
plus 4.
I'm whole again. 14
back, son. That's 18 now.
So can you go over? Can you go above and beyond? So just max.
No, we had mentioned earlier that you can't go over. Over.
There can be only
with magic.
Only with magic.
Well, I'm at 14. I'll take it. I'll still take it.
But are you sure? I mean, you could always go back to one.
I'm also going to use the
bite. One of these days,
regain a spell.
I'm going to knock you to the moon.
Rob, one of these days, I'm going to stand over your grave and I'm going to cry.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh. One of these, days, I'll be dead in Monetus.
I was really hoping you'd be like, oh, how ironic, because one of these days you'll be standing over my grave and I'll be laughing.
I love you, so I'll rub my impacted anal glands.
Oh, good.
Jesus, Lord. Express yourself.
Yeah. Gosh, look at the time. All right. We got a little bit longer to go, then we're going to wrap it up. All right, so you've rested somewhere. You've murdered Meepo. You killed a bunch of kobolds.
Thank God. Meepo sucks.
Killed the Mephits.
You killed the Mephits. You also dealt with a few randy giant rats. There are two passageways, though, that you have yet to explore.
North.
Yeah, we have a door to open.
Yep.
That's right. That's right.
We want no more options until all doors are open. That's what I understand.
Yes, leave no door unopened.
That's what my mother always told me.
No one had experience for that.
I raised you in a barn, damn it.
Do you open this door?
Absolutely.
You open this door and you find even more read aloud text.
Shit, yeah.
Hey.
You should open up a store just selling read aloud text.
We're finding a lot of it.
We're going to flood the market.
This ruined chamber stands empty of all but a litter of rocky debris.
I've heard that one before.
It should have just said sea page, whatever.
We have two of those stone covers.
Can we stone comb the room to make sure there is no debris?
Yeah.
Nope.
Of course.
Stone comb this room.
All right, you.
Oh, no. I think it's a very important room.
It's a 14.
All right, you're pretty sure with your diligent efforts to extract liquid from stones, there is nothing else of interest in this.
All right, moving on.
Have you been adding double proficiency bonus?
No.
No, he's just better at rolling than you, Jay.
Yeah, some, that's right. I haven't, so that would have been a 16, actually. Yeah, sorry.
What now, Rob?
I just realized that 16. Last time I used
it. Ah, my friend, you do happen to find one thing that is out of place due to the quality of your roll. As you're peering at the rocky debris that litters the floor of this chamber, you do detect one thing that stands out. Mm-hmm. It is a weird egg-shaped rock. You're pretty sure it was given birth by a wandering Galen Dur.
One of those?
Yeah.
Hmm. One Still of those?
Okay.
You're not sure what a Galen Dur is.
I'm not sure.
Honestly, I'm not at all sure.
I'm going to go pick it up, though.
It's not a Galen Dur.
To the next door. Because the moment that it hatches, it sees me, and I want the best type
of Galen Dur. See?
Galen
Dur. We put Galen Dur in this fucking book? We should. If we didn't, we're fucking failures. Why am I saying we? I never worked for the
cowards.
Don't even look at that.
There it is. Galen Dur, right there. Look at that stone dude.
I want it.
Bitches.
I want it.
Galen Dur.
So I listen to that. Oh, it's a super big sexy monster with multiple arms.
Well, not really. It's actually just poop.
Oh, I'll take
it's just poop.
I'll take it.
Okay. That's what all the kids say. So if you're playing Demon Lord, this would be a shit.
On to the next door.
Big
pile of
now,
shit. Okay, move on.
All right, so just to kind of to clarify what we're looking at, there was this main chamber, which I'm going to sketch out briefly here, and I'm just going to do it kind of this. I know. But it's like this. This is a room you came into. This was a cage. It was all busted out. This is the fire pit. This was the door that led to the murdered kobolds.
Can we just touch on the map?
Nope. this is a door that goes to the passageway that goes off like this. You haven't gone to investigate. This is the door you came through. Passageway here. This was where you encountered some things. The rats. Rat horror show. The rat apocalypse. The rat topocalypse. Then you have the passageway that goes this way. This was a room covered with Galen Dur eggs. And this is, you had a door here which went to the bung room. And this is a room that had more rocky debris There. So you have not gone down this passageway yet or this one.
Let's go down that one.
Yeah.
Sure. Do it.
Going through this way from the entrance? I like that.
A lot of work. All right. The entrance is back here.
Oh, okay. Well, close to the entrance. I like that. Towards the entrance.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So you go down this passageway. It's about 10 feet wide. And it's a ways long. Comes to dead ends here and then turns to the south. Taking that turn, it goes just a few more paces and then turns back that way. Following it all the way to the end, it does come to a very, very serious dead end. It's very serious because it says Faces of Death End. There is, to the north, however, a door set in the wall.
Open the door.
Check the door for traps.
Check the door for traps. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We have a room.
We could let him open it. 16.
16?
I'm trapping on my chamber door.
Why would that say?
Trap.
Oh, that's a different number.
Your bitch is alive.
Okay, so you check out that door. It is untrapped.
Open the door!
You open the door and you find some Redalak text beyond.
Yes. Yay. Oh, thank God. I was really uneasy there.
That's
for
the only
one
content
second
we have in this game.
Now I'm right back at home.
This empty chamber is home only to rat droppings.
Hell
crumbled
yeah.
Flagstones and stains.
Stone gun.
Well, there's stains now.
Stains.
Last uncomers that were.
Ellie Cheese, 17.
17. You notice that there are some tracks in the dust, and you ascertain that the tracks, which were probably left by rats, are very recent, maybe a day old. There are also humanoid tracks that pass through them, but they are probably a month old, perhaps left by three or four humanoids.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, where do those tracks lead to?
So the humanoids ones.
Yeah, can we follow the tracks and all?
Testicle dragging marks.
Right. North, in fact.
Okay.
Beyond that, there is another chamber. There's a door leading to a chamber beyond.
Yeah. I let everybody know about these tracks and point towards the north.
I knew they were there, too.
You check in the other door?
I'm checking the door.
And Draconic, I yell, untracked. I want room service and a secret door.
Pushing open that door reveals even more read aloud text. I know you're shocked.
I know you are shocked.
Dust.
Go
odd bits of stony debris and rubble lie scattered on the floor.
All these rooms sound exactly the fucking same.
Oh, that's a 13 a stone coming.
Wait, call
that
architectural
language.
There's more.
There's
20
more.
Stone coming right there.
An ornate fountain is built into the eastern wall. Though cracked and stained, the fountain's overarching carving of a diving dragon retains its beauty. A relief carved stone door stands in the western wall.
Okay,
yeah,
well, there's
a
fucking door.
You've got
urinal.
You've got so much stone right now.
There is so archway
stone. A 20 stone king.
All right, you came all over this. Your stone coming reveals that this is all looking like it was probably carved out by elves, in fact. Kind of strange.
Yeah. Strange elves carving.
Is there any language on it? Like elvish language?
You're checking out the basin?
Like script?
Yeah. So you look at the fountain.
Oh my god, we found my mom's kitchen.
There's a thin layer of scum coating the fountain's basin, but it's otherwise dry. You don't see. Give me a wisdom perception check.
Dance like no one's watching.
20.
20 plus your wisdom perception modifier.
9.
All right, you don't see anything else.
Okay. Well,
there's no water in the basin?
Scum. Mm.
Rebel scum?
Rebel scum.
So pull Josh out of the basin and move on.
How deep is it?
Shots fired!
I'm
too busy taking care of my shit to listen to you. What are you trying to say right now? You're trying to talk some shit?
Stir it up with my staff.
Podcast right. Play. You stir up the scum with your staff. What you do get is just a big cum booger on the end of your staff.
But there's nothing in there, in it?
Okay.
No.
I'm going to go to the next door.
Actually, while you're over there, give me a wizard perception check.
23.
All right, well, while you're kind of building up a booger on the end of your staff, you notice that there is mostly worn away inscription in a language that looks familiar to the one that you've seen before. It's in Draconic.
All right, I'm going to go up and read that shit.
Okay, it says, let there be fire.
Okay, sweet. So, my man, you want to wave your hand around a little bit? Yeah, now cast fire.
You know, fine, fuck that. I'm going to take a torch and just light it with my tinderbox.
Man.
Use okay.
He don't need no man.
No, you're right. I'm sick, honestly, I'm goddamn tired of you guys looking down on me like the white trash dragonborn.
That I am. Right?
That's what you are.
Your mom had a Confederate
don't
flag.
Don't you know who I think I am? Hey, man, you don't talk about my mama or my fucking four daddies. You don't talk about any of them. I'm gonna light a torch and I'm gonna put it in the dragon's mouth. It's a statue of a dragon, right?
Well, it's a diving dragon. Sure. You, all right. So you light the torch.
I'm just doing something. I don't know.
I'm not shitting on you, man. No, that's good. Yeah, all right. So you light the torch. It's a good thought. But you wave the torch underneath the dragon's mouth and nothing happens. You didn't read that description aloud, did you?
I would hope so. I would really like these guys to.
You would have read it aloud?
It's the only way you know to read. Nope, it's the only way I know how to read.
Never mind. I take it back. See, no. Hold up,
see,
hold up. You read it aloud. No. You read it aloud. I should have clarified. Before you have a chance to light your torch.
Did you just fuck me, Rob?
No, you'd have failed.
No, you'd
have failed. Finish the adventure.
So I read out loud, let there be fire, and.
And as soon as you did, a reddish liquid starts to well from the diving dragon's begins to spill from the diving dragon's
mouth. Immediately put my torch the fuck out.
You never lit it. This was before.
Yeah,
this was before you had a chance.
Yeah. Okay, well then never mind the torch then. Because if I light that torch, we're probably all going up in flames.
And there's a small quantity, probably enough maybe a shot's worth of reddish brown fluid on the bottom of the basin.
So mingling light his torch.
Okay, so I thought it was going to start flooding in, but yeah, light the torch and boom, set that little. That's clearly a.
Call it a flaming mow.
Okay.
I got hooked on this stuff when I was in the service.
Jesus.
So you say, let there be fire.
Stink lines and everything.
Out from the mouth of the dragon comes this fluid.
I set it on
fire. I'm back up by the archway.
And you light the fluid on fire. Well, pops and then burns off.
And that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
There is some sparkly lights suggesting that there might have been some sort of magic in the fluid.
Oh, fantastic. So I'm going to go under the dragon's mouth and I'm going to say, let there be fire, and then drink whatever comes out of it the second time.
Nothing happens.
Barney would
shit, you only get one shot at it?
You only get one shot. It's an old statue. It needs at least 15 minutes to recharge.
I am so sorry, guys. I probably just legit ruined the only chance we had of figuring this puzzle out. Because it only comes out once, and I just burned it.
Yeah, well.
Married as long as I've been.
Next door!
You know, my fiance said that about me once.
Hey, you dodged a bullet. Don't worry about it, bud.
So there is a passageway that goes to the north, and there is a closed door to the west.
No, she said it once. She's never said it again, so he's dodged a bullet
still.
He knew not to say it again.
You don't see anything.
Open the door.
Check the door.
All right, you open the door, and a scythe blade springs forth, targeting the area immediately in front of the door, which is you. That's a 15 against your armor class.
Nope.
All right, so it scrapes against your armor and then slips back into the door. The door is.
Finally?
You found a trap. Well, the hard way.
We tripped a trap. I didn't find the trap.
So you were not able to open it. You tried to open the door, and as soon as you put any pressure on it, the blade came out.
And it's a mantle pass. The Latin alphabet. Oh, I slept to die.
So. Is there any way I can, see where it came from, I assume?
Yeah.
Can I just, jam something in there and hopefully block it?
Give me a strength check.
Before God.
Neil.
Arm strength? Pass.
That would be an 11.
Okay. You push the spike, or what did you put in there?
Probably one of my hand axes.
All right. Try to jam the hand axe in the thing. Okay.
Clearly he's
what do you do?
Open the door.
And the hand axe comes flying out of the gap.
Hits you.
And the blade misses you, and a falcon jumps down. No falcon.
It resets.
I still can't open the door.
Let's leave this door alone.
As soon as you put pressure on it, it triggers.
Is it swinging from left to right and then back again, or is it swing and click?
It kind of swings all the way around.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably try to disarm it.
Can I disarm it?
That would be the dex check, please. If you have thieves' tools.
I couldn't fucking find it to begin with. Fuck, I rolled another 8.
You think it's disarmed?
It's 11.
I'm going to kick the door this time.
All right, you kick the door, and the scythe blade comes out again, hitting an armor class of 18 this time.
Shit.
That's your leg.
Third time, I got to play 8.
7 damage.
Did I open the door?
The door opens with your severed leg.
Wow.
To reveal some read-aloud text.
Yes. Hop along, Fizor.
What a great knife.
That's the right room. It is. Okay.
Rocky debris. 5 dusty sarcophagi, 3 to the north, 2 to the south, stand on end in this silent chamber. Each of the carved stone coffins resembles a noble elf-like humanoid in ceremonial robes. An altar with images of dragons carved into its black obsidian is set in the center of the west wall. A single candle burns brightly on the altar. Next to the candle are a small whistle and a crystal flask.
Figured out what we needed the lisp liquid for?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you just burn it or try to drink it and it doesn't really work out. And that's my life.
Dragonborn.
Sure,
looks like 5.
This guy.
Can I just
came with you?
Can I just check out these?
Yeah, we all thought we came with you. What?
You said there's some bodies around.
Well, there are 5 sarcophagi, and then there is an altar with a candle that's burning on it, and a whistle and a flask next to it.
Do not blow the whistle.
Oh, well, obviously, no, you don't blow the whistle.
On the candle so that it blows out the candle while blowing the whistle.
Yeah.
We should.
2 falcons.
I just saw 5 coffins, which is like 5 doors.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought you guys would be cracking into those quickly.
Let's check for traps.
I just want to check
where
out and see if they got some rings and maybe just get the
sarcophagi number 1.
I'm just going to stone come all over these coffins.
Oh, sweet.
Stone come 16.
Your stone cum doesn't really pull off anything, but you're looking around, you're kind of checking it out, feeling around, looking around, and as you do, the door opens wide, and coming pouring out of that sarcophagus, as well as the other 4, are a number of skeletons.
Ooh, what number?
1?
No. 0 is
a number. 0 is still a number. Yeah.
What number? 1?
Yeah, not to the Romans. Romans didn't have 0. That's right. Let's not forget that.
These are Roman elves?
These are Roman elf skeletons.
This is the shit I live for. Let's do this.
All right, we're gonna call it 7. This is our last fight.
Yeah. Easy enough.
Wait, there are
8.
We'll do 8. That sounds good.
8
skeletons? 8
skeletons.
Out of
5
sarcophagi?
Yeah.
There were a lot of
hunt.
There were
some 69 positions. Nice. Look at that. Nap.
Oh, shit.
So was it their first full turn getting up out of the sarcophagi since they were prone?
No, they're rather... All right. Skeletor.
I think we're doing it.
Oh, look at that one.
Dan, what do you get?
You too?
All right.
What is this for?
19.
And your dexterity modifier?
Is that my one?
1.
Nah,
go
ahead.
Okay. Jay?
13.
12 plus.
Josh?
21.
Beautiful. Ooh. Chris?
12.
Potts?
13.
And your dexterity modifiers?
1.
Negative.
Negative.
Walker.
Negative. You're out negative. On this fight.
Negative.
Greg?
16.
And Dustin?
8. Yeah, baby.
Okay, that'll be fun. All right, we're just going to end after this fight, so I'm just going to put this right here. All right.
I got a good lucky feeling about this.
I got a good hard feeling. All right, we're going to start off with Walker.
We'll bow strike it. Whichever one's closest.
Wait, these skeletons are attacking us?
Yes.
Jesus,
fact.
I thought they were just spilling.
No, they're just fucking Jehovah's Witnesses, like here at your door, being like, hey, bud, what's up?
Have you heard the range here? Where are we at?
Have you heard about fire?
Okay. 16 and 4 is 20.
All day long?
Fuck, what was that? That was a D8. All right. 3 and 3 is 6.
Beautiful.
Math.
I still add up now. I can't help myself. All right. All right. That takes a good shot. The arrow strikes it.
Oh.
Bizarrely, and, for doing damage.
And since I haven't got to use this at all this time, one extra D6 damage. One creature you hit with an attack with Vanessa ranged weapon. Yeah, all right. So, well, fuck. One more damage.
All right.
Pile it on.
Nice.
Good effort, survey says. It's still on feet. Josh.
I have negative one in charisma. I would like to try to talk the skeletons away from fighting. I'm joking. I'm going to use a...
Thank God.
How close am I to...
You're in the mix.
I'm in the mix?
Yeah.
I want to take my great axe and just hit as many of them as possible. Just like one.
You can hit one.
So yeah,
I can hit one. All right, cool.
That'll be amazing.
As like many as possible.
That's like want to take it back. Just fucking
right,
go for
right,
it.
Right. You're going to go for the one that Walker just struck, or the one that you a fresh one?
Let's do a fresh one.
Never focus fire.
Well, fuck.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't work, guys.
Is that plus focus three fire strike?
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, six.
No, you got a five.
Oh, plus five. All right. So, yeah. So, I got an 11.
11? 11?
11.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Are these really, really strong fucking skeletons?
So, what happens is...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a cyclopean dickworm comes up out of the floor, deflects your attack,
Spice.
And then peers at you, opens up its vaginal maw... Dumps all the spice on you. You have a vision of yourself becoming the Kwisatz Haderach, and you just you bend space, fold it. You go to some distant planet. You come back, shake it off, have some weird, creepy visions of your sister Aaliyah, and you're back to normal with a miss.
All right, ruining Dune for me because I'm about to read that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what just what happened.
Also, where are the Falcons?
Where are the Falcons, Rob? All right, so the skeletons are all going to attack. There's one for each of you because that's just how it's going to be. Yes. 18.
Hold on. No, I'm going to use my reaction to cast shield, which means you a 19.
Fine.
Is my armor
Jay, that's a miss. Josh, that is a 13 AC.
Oh, 13 is actually exactly on the dot.
Please enjoy 2 damage. Piercing right. Damage.
I'll take that. What's that?
Chris, that's a miss. Pots, that is a 12. No, I do better. That's a miss on Walker. Greg, that is a 23.
Okay, that'll be
it. Where would I 5
damage. And Justin, that's a miss.
Hooray!
All right.
Huzzah!
Dan.
Yeah, I'm going to Firebolt 1.
Okay, I'll look over that. Yeah. Thank you very much. I love the idea.
I missed.
Cord and sound.
I had a 16. It was
cocked.
Then I missed. Should have had a boon.
How about it was?
Wrong game.
So
how do you have resistance to piercing?
I mean, it's just what my character traits have. I'm a fucking badass barbarian.
He's made out of scales.
Fucking...
He's a dragonborn.
I'm dope as shit. So what do you want?
Dragonborns have that.
He's not missing that belly scale. He's got all the scales.
Yeah, where's the fucking bard when I need him?
Yeah, he's got resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, slashing damage.
Does he?
Yeah, resistance yeah to daddy, damage. I do. Oh,
so only when he's raging, though.
I took...
Let me see.
Yes, when you're raging.
That is literally during rage. You're
that's
right.
Only rage,
you're right. My bad.
Fucking words!
It's like, well, you like know, it's raging. Like I have double the hit points all the time, except when I'm raging.
Well, I'll go ahead and let you know, had I bothered to learn how to read, I would have known the difference.
It's in your breeding. White trash dragon.
What are you reading for?
You can't help
fucking
it. You
God,
can't help it.
Jay, we're going to be on the way home. I'm just going to grab that fucking steering wheel.
He's trailing
as hard as I can.
Dan, did you take your turn?
Yes, I missed.
Okay, good. All right, Greg, you're up.
Hit the
skeleton with my I'm sorry, I have. I have damage resistance to psychic.
Yeah, yeah. 13.
13 is a hit. I know it sounds impressive for armor scraps.
That's 8 points.
Are you focusing fire or are you going to do a fresh start?
I'm on the one that's on me.
All right.
Didn't you say everybody had one on them?
I sure did.
Yeah, so I'm hitting the one that's on me. And then as a bonus action, I'm going to punch him.
Fucking punch him. Yes.
Before you go any further, what kind of damage was that first one?
Bludgeoning.
All right, you destroy that first one.
Stab. Okay.
So you can punch another one. Maybe okay. You want to dust it, in fact. That's
natural
perfect.
20.
Perfect.
And
so you double the number of dice.
Oh, okay. Then he takes 10 points.
10 points, and that's bludgeoning, right?
Yep.
So that's 20 damage. So you destroy the one of Dustin as well. Nicely done. All right.
Yeah.
My man over here.
Well, you were making fun of Dwarven.
Fucking Pucks. Punching everybody.
What?
I saw him.
Because he's throwing stick punches
with his penis.
Yeah. I'm going to try and punch one.
Oh, yeah. Punching does one damage.
Of course, punch his butt.
It does four damage.
A little bit OP.
Oh, yes. If you punch him one damage, punch his strength modifier.
Punch his butt again.
If I punch or use a monk weapon, I get an extra punch every round.
Nice. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm going to focus fire.
Focus fire.
Damaged one. I don't give a shit which one. A damaged one.
You should have let
it. Oh, my God. Pots, no.
Nine.
Nine?
Nine.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nine?
Oh, God.
Nine.
Nah. You can see him warming
up. You don't
up
even get
it.
Don't
up
ruin
Dune 2. Like
so what happens?
Dune also.
Yes. Is a leprechaun flying in the back of a falcon looking for its egg. And you were so distracted between that and the sandworm and the disappearance and the reappearance of the dragonborn, you missed. However, the
that was actually
no whammy. You know, we've actually started
really
calling Dragonborn trailer boy.
Was not
I'm tired.
What I, was expecting. I literally haven't. Huge I haven't hit anything this whole game. Probably
after my
HR.
Jay, take us home.
Oh,
only like
I'm gonna hit
12 left.
Well, so what do we got? We got like
there's one damage, one and one, two, three,
five
four,
left.
Five left.
R2 are destroyed. I haven't even gone yet.
R2, what about
3PO? So you're just going to wave at
Mother
it.
Effort. You got a 9. I Falcon.
Effort?
You Falcon.
Mother effort.
Yeah. Falcon so hard.
You became Mr. Falcon.
All right, Chris.
All right, I got one on me, right? So I'm going to I'm gonna hit him with my scimitar.
Sure.
Where did you get a scimitar?
He pulled out of his prison.
All right, Dustin. Now that... It's your turn.
I want to cast Firebolt.
Do it. It's a D20 plus 5.
All right. I knew that.
Burn the bones, 18. Baby.
That's a hit. Give me D8 damage.
That's an 8.
You
can also
beautiful.
Give him D10 damage. Says it does D10.
Oh, does D10? Which you can roll a D10 or you can keep your 8.
You should have kept the 8.
I should have kept the 8.
4 damage it is.
Four.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
Correct the rub. You get the horn. All right, that takes the top of the round, Walker.
Shoot at the one that's still on me. Wrong die. Fuck that one. God damn it. 9 plus 3 is 12.
Missed by one. Missing by one.
Yeah. Is there anything else I need to know, Dan?
Yeah.
Josh, you're up.
All right. Do I still have one right on me?
Right in your face.
All right.
I just haven't had
I'm
right
gonna go
here
out
on my
with
same
the,
sheet.
The great axe.
All right.
Shit. Fuck.
You suck. Next.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. That's a fucking.
It's a falcon.
Ten.
You
it's
falconed
ten.
It, didn't
yeah.
you? Falcon.
Yeah,
I thought
it's
trailer
ten.
Boards
it's
are supposed to be better at fighting.
Yeah, you know what?
All right, the sand around you starts
falling. Is the worm coming back for me again?
No, no, it's worse.
Oh,
because now
fuck.
That you've already had all the spice, you are full and you've made love to this beautiful sand bride, and she's bestowed on
it's
you a pair of children. Who have blue eyes because they've been eating spice all this time.
Oh, well, thank God they
fermented.
Have blue eyes.
Unfortunately, though, you are suddenly struck blind because that is a step that the Kwisatz Haderach has to take.
Are you legit making my character blind right now?
Just for a moment.
You son of a bitch.
Because as your eyes are torn out of your head, a pair of falcons come and mash in your eyes. And based on the movements of their feathers, your brain is able to interpret that as ocular signals. So you are fine. You can see, but you have two falcons.
You got falcon eyes now.
You can only
on
see
a plus
on
side
see when it's
fucking like Daredevil, but with bird wings. Just
hey, on a plus side,
it's
if you
a
get sand in your cloaca, it might turn into a pearl.
Thank you so much for giving me the upside of this fucking whole scenario.
God damn, what a terrible night.
You are falcon right, eyes.
Use
trailer
your
born.
You.
Lose his eyes.
Miss. Cover
for
you.
Falcon eyes, trailer born.
For you, miss. Josh, that's a 19. For 6 damage.
14. Then that is 11. No. All right, that brings us to.
Wait, you gave me 11 damage total?
No. 6.
6, all right.
Dan.
Yeah, I'm going to toll the dead on one of the damage ones.
Ooh, I have that spell.
Nice.
I'm not going to roll another one. That's back to back ones on attack rolls. Feeling it.
All of the stones that the Falcons believed were eggs suddenly hatch.
Whoa.
And coming out of them are the skeletal remains of stillborn baby Falcons.
Oh, that's so sad. That is actually really fucked up.
And then a giant skeletal vulture shows up at each nest and throws up a bunch of nuts and bolts into their mouths, and they found a family. Okay.
I do what I can for the environment.
Greg?
Yep.
Is this a Pixar story where it's really dark at the first?
And then he lost his wife.
21?
Yep.
Punch his butt. Take punch. Damn. 8 points.
Destroys him.
All right. I'm going to punch another one.
Sit down and watch the bump.
That's a 17.
Right? Yep.
This is insane. He will take 6 points.
Doesn't destroy him, but close.
Yeah.
So we're down to 5.
Fucking skeleton.
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
So is bludgeoning more effective? It's more effective towards skeletons. Bludgeoning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Piercing goes. Like
good. I should just be unarmed. Fucking strike the whole time. What the fuck am I doing?
I don't know.
We've all been asking that for 3 hours. All
right, Potts. Show us your tits.
We started asking that when you jumped down the road.
Oh, there are so many people here that I want to like, but you've all made me fucking hate you tonight.
I finally hit something.
That's fine, because most of us hate ourselves, too.
8 points. We have 15 damage.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
So what damage for him?
And that's Walker shot first. It's destroyed. Congratulations. Good job, Potts.
You're a valued member of
Jay,
the Rob's basement.
Jay, you got 3.5 left.
All right.
That's a 3, my man.
We
need you to clean out your desk.
7.
Well, it's a 7. I'm sorry.
Chris?
Yeah. After 10 years, you get a motor.
It's going to be a 13.
I'm actually looking forward to
that.
Scimitar.
Yep.
That'll be nice. For
it'll sit nicely in my block.
3 damage.
Okay, and Dustin.
Yes.
Yes.
I am attacking again. Can I reuse the same thing? Like I can
firebolt
that
use, will.
Okay, I use those all the time.
Yep.
All right.
It's a cantrip. Yeah. Then you can do it.
You hit it. D10 damage.
Yeah. Make sure you use a D10.
D10, you say.
Yeah, I say D10.
Let's see.
Plus, it's another one you roll.
That's a 10.
All right.
All right.
Now who's fucking talking trash?
The rest of them fall down dead. All right, great.
Woo! 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 Yeah, motherfuckers! You thought you could take on
three
this posse?
Three guys killed all skeletons.
The dust.